Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 68. In this episode, I'll discuss whether Sugammadex can rescue your patient from a can't intubate, can't oxygenate scenario. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode68. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Now that Sugammadex has made it to the U.S. market, the push to add it to formulary has begun. I discussed the approval of Sugammadex back in episode 33. You can find that at pharmacyjoe.com/episode33. Sugammadex may have a role in the OR or recovery room setting, but I'll leave that to others to determine. One argument I've heard for adding Sugammadex to formulary is for reversal of rocuronium or vecuronium if rapid sequence intubation unexpectedly fails and the patient cannot be intubated or ventilated. Context for determining whether Sugammadex might work in this scenario is important. For the purpose of this episode, the context is in a critically ill patient undergoing a non-elective intubation for actual or impending respiratory failure. Imagine that rapid sequence intubation was performed using rocuronium and etomidate. An airway could not be established, and the patient's oxygen saturation is falling rapidly despite attempts at bagging the patient. There are just moments left before the patient experiences severe hypoxia and anoxic injury. I think it's risky to say that Sugammadex is the treatment that should be relied on to save such a patient from anoxic injury. The hope is that reversing the paralytic will allow the patient to be ventilated with a bag valve mask, but it is also possible that airway edema from the failed attempt at intubation is what's responsible for the can't oxygenate part of the scenario. If so, Sugammadex would be of no help, and precious time would be wasted preparing and administering the medication instead of securing the airway. If the patient needed an airway to begin with, even after rocuronium is reversed with Sugammadex, they will still need an airway. Instead of using Sugammadex, the next step in the provider's failed airway algorithm, such as cricothyrotomy, should be initiated. Some published case studies illustrate how Sugammadex may not be able to reverse a can't intubate, can't oxygenate scenario. Case study number one, after induction of anesthesia and three attempts at intubation, a can't intubate, can ventilate situation deteriorated to a can't intubate, can't ventilate situation in a 78-year-old female. Rocuronium-induced neuromuscular block successfully reversed when Sugammadex was administered. However, ventilation was still not possible. A cricothyroid puncture was performed successfully to provide emergency oxygenation. The author stated, "The availability of Sugammadex does not obviate the need for emergency tracheal access in the event of a failed oxygenation attempt." Case study number two, a can't intubate, can't oxygenate airway crisis occurred as a result of an asymptomatic valvular cyst. Rocuronium was used as the muscle relaxant for rapid sequence induction. Despite the use of Sugammadex, the can't intubate, can't oxygenate situation failed to resolve. And third, a simulation exercise of Sugammadex Rescue was published. Now, I have the links to all these in the show notes. Again, that's pharmacyjoe.com/episode68. In a mannequin-based can't intubate, can't oxygenate simulation, the total time taken for anesthetic teams to prepare and administer Sugammadex from their time of their initial decision to use the drug was studied. The mean total time to administration of Sugammadex was 6.7 minutes, following which an additional 2.2 minutes would be needed to achieve a train of four ratio of 0.9. Only 22% of the teams studied gave the right dose of Sugammadex, with 56% of teams giving a dose that was too low. The authors concluded, "Our simulation highlights that Sugammadex might not have saved this patient in a cannot intubate, cannot ventilate situation, and that difficulties and delays were encountered when identifying, preparing, and administering the correct drug dose. In addition, the Difficult Airway Society 2015 guidelines for management of unanticipated difficult intubation in adults have this to say about Sugammadex. The ability to antagonize the effect of rocuronium rapidly with Sugammadex may be an advantage, although it should be remembered that this does not guarantee airway patency or the return of spontaneous ventilation. In summary, in an emergency situation, don't count on Sugammadex to rescue a paralyzed patient from a can't intubate, can't oxygenate scenario. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.